Welcome, ladies and perverts, to the My Wife is a Dominatrix podcast. Coming to you from a dimly lit dungeon somewhere in the UK with your hosts, Dan Vandal and his very demanding wife, MP, a real-life dick-punching dominatrix. What's the weirdest thing a dominatrix has ever been asked to do? I wonder. Have you ever dreamed of owning your very own sexy time dungeon? Yes, you have, you dirty boy. Do you have any idea how difficult it is to get a dominatrix out of a latex catsuit? Spoiler alert, it's like wrestling an enraged baby oil covered chimp out of a trash bag. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked. Join us to find out the answers to all the questions you've never asked yourself and more by simply stroking that follow button like a good girl. Now, strap on. Strap in. Lube up. And get ready to be blown away. Take it away, Danny, my man.
Hello, you naughty little fuckhounds.
Really?
Oh, I don't know. I never know what to say.
Everyone we start, you come up with something obtuse.
I'm sorry. Apologies. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. It's me.
It's me, MP.
Oh, dear. How's your week been this week?
Interesting. I've had a few new clients. Uh-huh. I've got a few new ones next week. It seems to have really...
picked up. Yeah, you've suddenly had an influx of...
I think it's COVID.
...newbies.
Yeah, it's COVID. Like, everyone's been inside... trapped away, being secret perverts, and now they've spent a whole year wanking to stuff on the internet. They're now like, hey, I might want to give this a go.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, they've
probably completed Pornhub.
Yeah, they've like completed the internet, so they're now like, I'm going to take this to the next level.
Yeah, because that seems to be how that sort of stuff works. You know, like when you go on YouTube to like figure out how to fix, I don't know, a dishwasher.
Yeah, and then you end up watching...
4 hours later, you're watching sneezing pandas.
And duck... attacks and weird stuff.
I think porn probably works the same way. I think you go on there to watch some...
We've all been there.
Girl on girl.
Yeah, the porn hole.
Three hours later...
You're there watching a tranny getting fucked by a man in a furry bear costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've had some really hard wanks, I won't lie.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like a monster afterwards and you're like, I don't know how we came to this conclusion.
Post-nut clarity.
Yeah, there's that post-nut clarity. I've had a few of them this week.
I've made a mistake.
Oh, no.
Clear browsing history immediately.
Immediately. Can't remember the last time I cleared mine. I don't.
No, I don't think you do.
No, it's just up there.
There's a lot of frightening stuff on there, I imagine.
Yeah, for some people, but not for me. I'm fearless.
Yeah, okay.
I am. If you've seen what I'd seen this week, I've been in the trenches.
Yeah, you've had a busy week, haven't you? I've barely seen you.
I mean assholes.
Okay. I've barely seen you this week.
I know. It's been great. What?
No. That's not very nice.
Apologies again.
Go on. So tell me what you've done.
So I've done puppy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, done puppy play. He's a regular. My cat is meowing.
Yeah, I can hear
him. What else have I done? I've done a few normal ones. I've done a few, you know, just normal tie and tease, seducing ones. I had a newbie who just wanted to have some introductions, a little bit of light spanking. I had some more veterans that like a heavy spanking.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried some more sounding with the sound bars.
Oh my God, those things.
They're amazing. They're really good. No one's ever managed to get up to level 4 yet, so we're working our way up. It's really funny because people are absolutely terrified, even subs. They're like, I really want to try them. And then once you stick them in there, they're like, oh my God, that looks terrifying. It looks scary. I don't know how I feel.
And they are like, terrifying.
You're like, how does it feel? And they're like, I don't know how it feels.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like, well, tell me how it feels. And they're like, I cannot explain how it feels.
The cat's trying to break in.
I'm like, well, I have no idea how it feels. I can't stick it in me.
You can. You're just not trying hard enough.
It would do nothing.
No, this is true. You'd probably lose it. Just buy a new set. Actually, you could probably leave them in the case.
Oh, shut up. Honestly, the outrage. Imagine if someone else spoke to me like this.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you get angry, right?
Yeah, pretty angry pretty fast.
So I've got one I want you to touch base on, because it made me laugh. And it'll be quite a good story, I think. But we need to put down the backstory first.
Okay.
So for anybody that doesn't live in the UK that's listening... we have the We have to have a TV license, don't we, here in the UK?
We do indeed.
It's not very much. It's like 13 quid or something, isn't it?
A month, yeah.
A month. Mm-hmm. To allow you to watch, you know, standard terrestrial TV.
Oh, God, I know where this is going.
It's not, I mean, not a lot of people use it now because we all have Netflix and stuff and nobody really watches normal telly anymore, do they?
No, but I don't watch the BBC. It's just not something I watch.
No, exactly.
I have a game or we watch, yeah, Netflix and chill.
Yeah, Netflix and chill. Or I lay in the bedroom on my own, watching stuff on my phone, listening to the screams of agony coming from the other part of the house.
I think you mean pleasure.
Yeah, I mean, potato, potato. So the other day, you had a fella.
I did indeed, you do.
Turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Pretending he was from the TV licensing department.
Brilliant. So funny.
He had the lanyard and everything.
Yeah. He had his badge and he came in and I had to pretend that I was showing him to my TV so he could do some checks.
Uh-huh.
And instead of that, it was basically a role play and he was going to check my TV on a Sunday. I don't like to work on a Sunday, but I allowed it this once.
Yeah.
And and he basically came to check my TV license, found out that I wasn't paying my TV license.
Oh,
winky
no.
Winky.
What happened?
And what happened next is I beat the shit out of him until he gave me the okay for a free TV license. That was the role play. That was it was crazy. I wrestled him. I scissored him. I went hams on him. And yeah, he was just like, wow, that was amazing. He left looking like a right old state. His hair like completely like ruffled. Oh my God, it was so funny.
But on the plus side,
I had to do half an hour of that. It was brilliant.
On the plus side, we have a year's free TV license now.
Well, apparently so. I don't know if it's legit. If anyone from the BBC does come round, I've got proof, okay?
Yeah, we've got evidence.
I did a 30-minute session of beating the crap out of one of your employees.
Yeah. Thanks for the free TV.
It was a very, very specific session, but I liked it. I also had a very, very specific session, didn't I, at the weekend?
You had another weird one, though, didn't you?
Yeah, so a new person got in touch. They emailed me through the website, and they were they wanted leather thigh-high boots and opera gloves.
Uh-huh.
It's always kind of nice when they can be quite specific sometimes because it gives you an idea of what they're into. Sometimes it's just fucking annoying. But yeah, he was very specific about what he liked. He liked consensual, non-consensual. So he liked being forced to do things that he didn't want to do.
In brackets.
Yeah. So like you can take it as far as you want to really, but it's a really grey area. And as he was new, it was kind of hard to gauge. Those sessions are always a bit like... And it turns out the guy was actually just a student.
So hold on. Wait a minute. I'm confused here. So he wants you to make him do stuff that he says he doesn't want to do, but he actually does want to do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's... Yeah, it's a mindfuck. So basically, he wants me to force him to do things...
I know what this is like.
Yeah.
This is like RuPaul's Drag Race. Like, you want to put it on. I'm like, don't put that crap on. But at the same time, I'm like, put it on.
Yeah, kind of like that.
Okay.
You never know how far it's going to go or how much you're going to enjoy it. But he likes not having that control. It was a very extreme degrading session as well.
Was it?
Yeah. So he turned up and he, we just got straight into it. Like slapping him, face slapping, spitting in his face, telling him he's an absolute... Silly Billy.
Yeah. He's failing his grades.
Well, I didn't realise that he was a student. But he was a student, which was really funny. He was
now,
spending
you might want to clarify this when we say student. Like, student in the States is very different to student in the UK.
Oh, yeah. No, he was of age. He even showed me. I'm not even joking. He looked so young. I was like, dude, I'm going to have to see your ID. So he showed me his ID.
How old? Rough, you know, like ballpark.
24.
Okay.
He legit looked fresh out of school. Yeah, I was like, but I'm glad I saw his ID.
You're not worried you're going to end up on some sort of register?
No. Just a really sexy one.
Case.
Just a sexy one.
A sexy what?
Sexy dorm register.
A sexy offenders register?
No. No. Absolutely not. Good Lord. No, you have to be careful. You do. Like, the legalities of this can be...
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, mind-boggling. So anyway, this little fella, and he was little. He was like 5'5". He was tiny.
Yeah.
He was legit the tiniest little thing I'd ever seen. And he just, he wanted it extreme. a lot of throat fucking. So fingers down the throat, a lot of gagging, to the point where I had to do a little piss in a glass. Just a nice little piss in a glass.
Yep, yep, yep.
And then I held his nose and I made him swallow it.
Oh, Jesus.
And then he was like, Mistress, I'm really sorry. I'm going to need to throw up. And I was like, cool, let's go to the toilet. So I literally put my hands down his throat and made him throw up.
What the fuck?
Yeah, and he really enjoyed that. He really enjoyed that.
I just don't get it.
I don't know. Everyone's into different things. It was really fun. I really enjoy that level of control, though. I'm really sadistic. I'm actually
you're quite a sociopath.
I am. I'm quite a sick bitch. I come across all nice and caring, but deep down inside.
You don't even do that.
Not to you.
No.
You don't pay me enough. in that the truth. But yeah, no, he was sick, and then we did some more degrading, some forced buy, pretending I was going to pimp him out. That seems to be quite a common fantasy.
You do quite a lot of that, don't you?
Yeah, like it's he doesn't want to do it, but it's the fantasy of it.
Right.
So I put a strap on and like literally fucked his throat senseless. And then he masturbated on his knees for me. And then I made him eat that too.
Oh my God.
He had to have a little lie down because he nearly passed out. He's
really?
Like, I'm so sorry. I've never come so hard in my life. I feel really... he was an absolute state, honestly. I was like, oh my God, lie down. Here's a pillow. First aid, aftercare for like at least 20 minutes, just talking him down and everything. It was insane. But this
achievement unlocked.
He was just like, oh, my head is spinning. Dear. And bless it. He's had a great time because he's not stopped texting since, which is great. The downside to the session was he was a little poor student.
Yeah.
And he'd got a taxi here because we live in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And we went to order a taxi for him afterwards, and there were no taxis running. So I had to get dressed.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And had to take him to his uni halls, which made me feel like his mum. And he paid me in a packet of CBD cigarettes. can't make this shit up. I know, can't make this shit up. But bless him. He was ever so sweet, though. He had a scar on him, and I was like, what the fuck is that? It's like a big bump on his shoulder.
Yeah.
And he'd gone to see a dominatrix in London.
Uh-huh.
And she'd stubbed a fag out on him. And it had left like a serious, like it's a really big bump.
Wow.
And he didn't want that. He was like, I didn't want that. I didn't ask for it. I like forced stuff. But like that was a bit too much for me.
Yeah.
And then he was telling me some absolute horror stories. And I'm like, you're 24. You're a tiny little dude. I'm surprised at the stuff you've been through. He'd... gone to see another dominatrix, turned up at the door, and there were like two big gym lads that like literally beat the shit out of him.
What?
Yeah, it was like terrifying. He was just like, I don't know, just because. And then took his money and did a runner.
Oh really?
Yeah, it can be really scary. It can be like legit scary for a
sub. Crazy. I've not heard of it that way around.
Yeah, it's terrifying. Like everyone is always like, are you safe? Are you safe?
Yeah, obviously that's like a massive factor, but you don't ever hear of it the other way around.
But it can be really scary. I couldn't imagine being a guy who's naturally submissive anyway, turning up to an unknown address. You don't know what you're walking into. You don't know who you're really meeting. You could be a catfish. It could literally be a bloke in a wig. You go through the door and that's it. You're like, shit. And they're like, give me your fucking money and break your legs or something. It must be terrifying.
Yeah.
That's why people have to really, really do their research.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. And I've spoken to a lot of subs who have told me about recently that they kind of like the domestic setting for a dungeon. Because I've been looking for a place to move my dungeon to.
Yeah, I've been looking for a little while, haven't we?
Yeah, like I really want a nice industrial unit. But at the same time, dungeons can be really intimidating.
Mm.
And... a lot of subs I found actually like the domestic setting.
Yeah, but there's no reason that you can't make
a dungeon
more homely to a point.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be full of German techno music and screams, does it?
Do you know, I was talking about this the other day.
You can have pot plants.
Yeah. I've got like a couple.
A nice fuchsia.
A little pansy. I've got loads of them under the bed. I was talking about a music playlist for the dungeon. And I think everyone's different. Like, I don't think I could do dungeon German porn because when I'm doing my session, I want to have it a particular way. For me, the subs come to see me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to cater everything for them. They're there to serve me. And I like to have music on that I want to work to.
Okay.
There's nothing, it's like being in the car with your significant other,
yeah,
and they're playing music that they like, and you're like, hey, fuck off, I'm driving. This yeah. is my car. This is my music. And so I was trying to come up with a playlist, and it was just, yeah, it's really hard. Have you ever tried to come up with a BDSM playlist?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
Yeah, all the time. I regularly do it. All the time. Just yeah. compiling a playlist.
Uh-huh.
I've sort of nailed it, but yeah, any welcome additions, if anyone's got any ideas for some great songs.
My playlist is just full of Right Said Fred. Deeply Dippy.
Yeah, imagine that coming on work, halfway
da,
through.
Da, da.
When I'm in his arsehole, tearing him a new one. Deep, deep, baby. No.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, no, that was, that's what I've got to do. I've got to work on my playlist.
Mm.
Got to add some more, because I've only got about an hour and a half's music, and when you've got a 3-hour session, putting on repeat can be quite distracting.
Yeah.
To be fair, though, most of the time, the music is the last thing on the sub's mind. But I like to, it's like people like to work to music.
Okay.
I also like to work to music. If I'm pegging someone, then sometimes the rhythm can help.
That's very true.
That is.
Be like really careful you don't put something up too fast.
Boom, 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 boom. The Venga boys are coming and everybody's jumping.
That'd be quite a good one.
That would be. We like to party. No, that would be really off-putting.
Yeah, you don't want like Pendulum boom, playing boom, in the boom. Background.
Yeah.
You end up ripping somebody.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
Finish the session and have two subs when only one turned up.
Wear it like a puppet.
So also this week, because I mean, it's been a good week, and at the same time, it's been a bit of a terrible week.
Because, why?
I mean, I've broken my arm.
Oh yeah, but no one cares.
No, the right people don't. I've broken my elbow and my wrist falling off a motorbike.
Yeah, but it's your left arm, so it's not the useful one.
This is true.
There you go.
So I've not been at work.
So you've had to sit there.
So I've, yeah, but at the same time, I did start a TikTok.
You did a TikTok.
I'm now down with the children.
You are. Look at you, hip-hop happening thing.
Yeah, I can't do any of the dances.
No.
I mean, purely because I don't wish to. Because
I would love to actually see you do one.
I think everybody's sick of them now.
Yeah.
Have you seen the parents in the supermarkets? You go to the supermarkets, there's parents with teenage children. And the teenage children...
They look like they're having a fit, don't they?
The teenage children are just fitting around the shop.
Yeah, and the baked bean aisle. They're like...
just got like this internal TikTok song going on in their mind.
You're like, no.
Throwing their arms about stuff. You're like, what the fuck?
I do feel like I've missed the TikTok. I'm like not part of that generation.
No, I'm good with that. I'm all right.
But yeah, you did a TikTok and it's gone all right,
TikToks,
isn't it?
I did some TikToks and it's gone... Well, it's done better than all
right. It's done really well. Except from the TikTok police, keep putting it down. Like, what is it? Okay, if it says 18 plus, then... It's like the internet. It is like the internet, like...
It is the internet, yeah.
No, but like you porn, they're not taking things down. People are just responsible. You don't let your children see that. If you go on a TikTok that says 18 plus, don't do it. Don't do it. And half the time, you can't even post anything too naughty on there. Like, I've got me kicking a dildo across the garden. Yeah. And that's okay. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But me tracing my fingers down my latex costume, that's not okay.
No.
But there's not nudity. There's nothing. There's no dildos. There's nothing. It's just me, my fingers, and some latex. And that's it. But they say no, and they ban you.
Yeah, I've had a similar scenario. I'm on about 80,000 views or something like that now. I put a video of you washing some eggplants, let's say, in the sink and sticking them on the mirror.
And that was fine.
And that's fine. That's still up.
But me measuring eggplants in the bedroom.
And then I put a video of Taco cleaning his balls.
Yeah, and that was not
And they
okay.
got immediately taken down. and then I got 48-hour ban. And then they removed the video from TikTok land.
So you're allowed to wash your dicks in the sink, but your cat is not allowed to wash his balls on the bed.
No. That's very much not allowed. Apparently.
Apparently it's too sexual.
Yeah, I even...
Is classing this as a sexual thing? That's the worrying.
I even blurred out his...
eggplant.
Gentleman's area.
His gentleman's area.
With an eggplant emoji. Just so they didn't get upset. They still took it down.
That's crazy. Maybe there was too much ball in it. He's got a lot of ball for a cat.
I think he's just too handsome.
He's too handsome.
He'd just break the internet, wouldn't he?
He would.
I think that's what's happened. Mm. But anyway, whilst I've been off and I've done the TikToks, you took me shopping, didn't you, yesterday?
We did. We went for a nice little shop. I had a session, didn't I? I don't know if it was a nice shop. I had a little sissy session yesterday, actually, didn't I? So I went shopping for that.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Yesterday, I had a session.
Did you? Was it good?
Yeah, it was actually really good. Came 4 times. That was fun.
Okay.
That was good times. That was, well, for him.
That's got to be some sort of record.
No, I've had 7.
Oh, Jesus, really?
In an hour.
You'd be spitting dust after an hour.
Yeah, there was just nothing left. It was like powdered milk. Desert balls.
Like somebody blowing ashes out of their hands. Yeah, but you took me shopping to a sex... What did they call it now? Market?
An adult superstore.
Adult supermarket?
Superstore.
Oh, superstore. Yep. Oh, okay, well, that's not as funny as I remember it being.
No.
Yeah, that was interesting.
It was very expensive, actually. They took the piss.
It's an expensive shop, yeah, but it was still interesting.
Oh, yeah, it was interesting. There was a lot of dicks.
Yeah.
All the dicks. There were even really old vibrators there as well, like retro.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, I noticed that.
Like, who even uses battery
powered ones?
They
still had VHS in there.
Oh, my God.
Did you see it?
Yeah, little old mans. Little old mans love their VHSs.
That's crazy. I didn't know you could still buy VHSs.
Old school porn.
Yeah, they had a lot of them.
God, they still sell loads of DVDs and everything. And I'm like, the internet.
I like the Thailand ladyboys fuck tourists VHS.
That
looked really good.
Did it?
Yeah.
Why didn't you get it?
Don't have a VHS player.
Aww.
Oh, no.
Sad in your hearts.
I should have asked if they had it.
So, yeah, what did we
on
buy?
DVD at least.
What did we buy? I bought some hog ties, some proper leather restraints. I've just ordered some chain ones off the internet as well. Some like proper heavy, heavy, hardcore ones for my latex sessions.
Mm, stop people running away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they've got any choice because I'll break their legs. What? what else did we get? I got two dildos, a 9-inch and 6-inch.
Okay.
Because you never know what someone can take. Everyone always says, oh, I can take it. And you like poke a little finger and they're like, oh, that's my butthole.
Yeah,
like,
I've never said any of that.
No.
I can't. It makes my eyes water thinking about it. I tried to get near your ass once
and you were like, it was literally like giving someone a rectal exam. You were like,
no.
But then you quite like rimming, so.
Yeah.
You can handle a tongue, but not a finger.
I thought we were talking about Skyrim. That's where the confusion came from. You said, do you want to play Skyrim? And I said, absolutely. And then you tried to shove a finger up my bum.
And a tongue. Tastes delicious. Stop. So, yeah, no, most people say they can take a really big one, but they can't. So I bought a new vibrating remote control plug, which is quite small. And it's very, very handy.
Good.
Want to give it a go?
No, I don't. Not in any way do I want to do that.
It's really, really fun.
For whom? Whoever's in control of
the
remote.
The G-spot up his bum.
The what?
The G-spot up his bum.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm good. Honestly, I'm
it's
busy.
It's there for a reason.
What reason's that?
To come.
No, it's not.
Where?
I'm going to have to look up why it's there now. After this, I'm going to Google it.
Google.
I'm going to put it in next week's podcast.
Can you put some images up?
No, it's a podcast.
Damn.
So I've got some notes written down here that you've written down for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't really read them.
Why?
But one of them is, what are the top things that you like in subs?
Oh, what I like from subs. Loyalty, respect, manners, obedience. What else do I like? I like good boys. I don't like brats. I don't like bratty subs. Like, it just gets really annoying really fast. I don't like subs who say they're going to do something and they don't. You get that all the time, especially on the internet. They're like, oh, mistress, I'm going to send you some money. And you're like, cool. 2 days later, still nothing. And you're like, cool. Thanks for wasting my time, pal.
Yeah, you've mentioned that quite a few times. You get a lot of people trying to pay for sessions with, like, random shit as well,
like,
don't you?
Yeah, like Amazon vouchers, their girlfriend Snickers and stuff. I'm like, dude,
it's
no.
So weird. Like, can you imagine going to Tesco's?
Here's five goats and a camel. Will that suffice? No.
Could you imagine going to Tesco's to do your weekly shop and then get to the counter and say, right, I haven't got any cash, but what I can offer you is this old lady's underwear and and half a litre of diesel that I found.
They'd be like, no, pal.
It's bizarre. Why do they think they can pay for this, your services? With
I've
just
no idea.
Random items.
Generally, it's really, really horny guys who are either drunk, pissed up, or stoned. They get in this like super horny frenzy, and they're just like, "Oh my god! I need to come right now, and I want to be degraded and stuff." And then they just they're like, "Oh, will you take an Amazon voucher?" No, I won't. No, thank you.
That's weird, right?
An Amazon voucher is a gift.
Yeah.
You want to gift a mistress, that's absolutely fine. But don't go paying for like a session or a playtime session because it's just really poor manners.
An Amazon voucher is like the kind of gift you get from your co-workers.
Yeah, or your grandma at Christmas.
Do you know what I mean?
Think of anything else to give you. It's like, it is literally
No, at least your grandma will, like, slip a tenner in a card.
She'll definitely slip a something.
But yeah, your co-workers, they're likely to chip together and get you an Amazon voucher.
And sometimes it can be really useful, but half the stuff that I want, I can't get on Amazon.
No, you can't.
Do you know how hard it is to find milking machines and stuff like that on Amazon?
Very hard?
It's very hard. There's like one and it's like 600 quid and it's shit.
Oh.
And I've like completed Amazon for like bodysuits, dom wear. I mean, I don't need any more clothes. So yeah. It's pretty much, it's pretty shitty. Like, give me actual money for the session and then I can go and buy more stuff to make the sessions better.
Yeah, because you get through a lot of
equipment,
accoutrements, don't you? Like,
I do indeed.
Like gloves and
See, people don't realise this when they come for a session.
5 litre tubs of lubricant.
Yeah, no, 1 litre tub. So people don't realise how expensive like it is. It's not just gloves, condoms. It's cleaning equipment. Like the cleaning, you need special sex cleaning equipment. You know, it's the time that you take sterilising everything. Equipment,
yeah, you have to buy like proper, some sort of special steriliser. Otherwise, it breaks down the the PVC or the latex,
it breaks down the toy or can leave staining and stuff. So, you know, and you need to clean them properly. You need to dry them. Like, it's not as easy as everyone thinks. It's not. That dungeon has thousands of pounds of equipment in it.
Oh, I mean, and the rest.
I'm getting a custom made bed next week. That's going to cost me like nearly a grand.
Yeah.
So this stuff isn't cheap. I think people come into it thinking, oh, I can be a dom, I can do this. And, you know, you can find kitchen equipment, which is really good and can be a good toy. But if you want to be a professional, then you have to invest.
Oh, yeah, there's a huge difference between being a dominatrix. I'm doing air quotes. Dominatrix at home with your fella.
Yeah.
And doing it full-time. Well, it's really funny because it's so different.
My friend who owns a post office, a girl came in apparently in the local area. And said, I'm just here to pick up a parcel. And she's like, oh, anything nice? And she went, yeah, it's my new dom gear. And she's like, oh, okay, cool. She's like, what is it? Oh, just a little PVC bodysuit. Yeah, I'm a professional dominatrix. And she's like, oh, you got your own dungeon? No.
Why would you announce that in the post office?
I don't know. It's really weird. It's a weird thing to
announce.
That'd be like me going to Sainsbury's. Hello, I haven't lost my mum. I just wanted to let you all know on this tannoy that I'm a professional dominatrix. Thank you.
Strange, isn't it?
It's a bit strange, but so there's another one in the hood, but there's loads of them pop up all the time. But I think
they pop up and then they fade away. I think a lot of them, when they realise how much time and effort they
need to
spend.
Do you know what? Yeah, it is. It's not just the expense; it's the time. Doms make clips. We video some of our sessions. We do OnlyFans. We do AVN. We completely interact with our subs. You know, it is a full-time job. Doms don't have a day off, and I've got another job. So do you know what I mean? It is. I'm constantly juggling everything, and people just think, oh, it's really, really easy. It's not at all. Having to plan for a session, you can't just have someone turn up and just be like, all right, let's go. Because most of the time, they've got specific kinks that they want filled. And if they're paying for a service, then they're going to want to receive that service.
Yeah.
So you can't just make it. Well, you can make it up as you go if you're quite creative. Sometimes I do.
Yeah, but you can only make it up as you go if you're creative and you have all of the shit in your room that they may ask for.
Imagine someone come around. I'd like an hour, please. Okay, I've got a wooden spoon. All right, let's go. all right, pal.
I've got a wooden spoon and a peg from Aldi.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go crazy, kiddo.
And a pair of chopsticks. Let's go. Although, actually, that could be quite a good session, stripping it back to basics.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, people, when they pay for a session, they just don't realise, inexperienced subs, they don't realise how much effort goes into it. It's not just the cleaning, the sterilising. It's the getting dressed. It's the getting ready. Latex, I won't do for anything less than an hour because it takes me about half an hour to get in the suit, as you well know.
Oh, I'm so sick of your latex.
He hates latex. Ugh. Oh my God. We have a fight every single time I'm getting ready to dom.
The funny thing is, I'm having a new intro made for this podcast by quite a popular voiceover artist. And that's in the intro.
You hate it, don't you?
Something about your latex. It'll be quite funny. I can't wait. Hopefully. I might actually delay this by a day. I'll do this podcast and put it out once the new...
voiceover's on.
Voiceover's on. Or maybe I'll just bang it out tonight.
Well, latex
and do it
is
next
really,
one.
Really hard. I make it harder for myself because I keep forgetting to order dressing aid. So dressing aid is like literally like basting a turkey and then it slips on easier, but I keep forgetting. Yeah. And so I'm trying to put latex on and I have to rub my whole body with lube instead. Because you can only use certain things for latex, otherwise it breaks down really quickly.
You can't use silicon-based or something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it silicon-based that breaks down latex or vice versa?
It's one of them.
Water-based is okay,
yeah.
But then it doesn't stay slippery very long.
Yeah,
so
no, yes.
You've only got like 2 minutes to get
you've
the gear on.
You've got 2 minutes, yeah. Which is just a baller, especially a catsuit. Dresses and stuff tend to be better, but catsuits, yeah, it can take a really long time, especially if you've got gloves, hoods, little feet things, tight stock, it the list goes on and on and on. I've just ordered 2 custom latex pieces that you can help me get into next week.
No, so. I'm busy that day.
I haven't told you what day.
Then you've also got to get out of them as well, which again is just
easy. You just roll it, slip it, but it's the washing bit. You have to wash your latex, you have to dry it, you have to hang it up, you have to, if you mix latex colors, they can rub on each other. So I can't store a pink skirt with a black catsuit and things like that.
You've learned from that one, haven't you?
I know. I've ruined that. That was so gutting. But yeah, and latex is really expensive. So you have to look after it. It is like a high expensive piece that you really, yeah, you need to look after them. So the catsuit's about 250 quid.
250 pounds.
250 of the purest pounds.
That's a lot of pounds.
Yeah, for an outfit, and it's a lot of work. And it always makes me laugh when you get like a cam session or you get someone that's like, mistress, I'd like to come see you for 15 minutes, can you wear your latex catsuit? I'm like, can I fuck?
Absolutely
it take me longer
not.
Than that. Okay, come and see you for 15 minutes and you can help me put the latex catsuit on, and then we still won't have any time to do anything because it would have taken me that long to get in it.
Yes.
Ridiculous. Honestly, some of the requests you get for like a 5-minute cam session, can you make me come twice and tame a dragon and drink a vampire's blood? Oh yeah, of course I can. Yeah man,
put the kettle on whilst you're there,
all for £25. Okay, pal. No. Honestly, like, oh, some dear. People ridiculous. So what have I got going on next week? I've got latex next week, so I will have to require your services for that. I've got the custom,
absolutely not.
I've got custom made latex coming to get, it's easier to get into, it's a 3-piece.
One doesn't care.
Come
no
on, help a girl out.
I don't get paid for this.
You get paid in love.
From whom?
I don't know. Someone down the road. I don't know. I haven't found it yet. what have I got? I'm seeing one of my subs who I haven't seen for a little while. He tributes lovely little gifts, comics, artwork, bath bombs. He's popping down for the week. So I will go and spend some time with him, which will be nice to catch up. What else have I got going on? I've got a new one tomorrow, a very extreme one. A lot of water sports and not the wakeboarding kind.
Not the what?
Wakeboarding. I don't know why I said it like that. Wakeboarding. The wakeboarding.
Okay.
Not the surfing kind.
Okay.
The dirty water sports kind.
Yeah. I've got yeah. I'm just trying to blank that bit out of my brain.
You're so vanilla. And what else have I got? I've got my lovely, lovely older gentleman. He's coming over. I've got puppy on Friday. I've got quite a full week, actually. It's nice. I like it when it's all done in advance.
Are you pretty much fully booked this week now or not?
Yeah. And next week, I've already got bookings for. See, this is what Dom's like. We like it when people book in advance. I cannot stand it when someone books last minute and they're like, can I have A, B, C, D?
Yeah, you don't. To be fair, though, you don't often have last minute spaces available anyway. So
no, but,
major
but
issue,
people
is
will
it?
Still always ask.
You do get
like,
asked a lot, don't you?
And I'm like, nah. It's not happening. There's too much effort you've got to put in setting up the room, coming up with a session plan, things like that. It's not a quick easy,
yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's not like like a sex worker. They could have a quick shower, put a little bit of makeup on, go.
Yeah,
you know, I've got equipment, I've got outfits. It's a whole different ball game.
Yeah,
I mean, it's all sex work at the end of the day, but there's different elements to it. I would say ours is more equipment based wise. Do you know what I mean? We've got so many different tools and so many different fetishes. Whereas if you go and see a lady of the night, these lovely ladies, then it's generally just you are the equipment as opposed to having to use lots of equipment.
Yeah.
To put it nicely, yeah.
To put it nicely.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it kind of makes sense, right?
Mm. Yeah,
but
there's
then
more overheads for a dorm than there is a sex worker. That's why.
Yeah.
Doms command a higher price.
Yeah. And then, I mean, if they're booking last minute, there's no, like, cancellation period or anything, is there?
No.
Because normally you have
I don't see anyone without a deposit. It's just my rule. I won't do it. So today...
Explain why.
It's just for security.
Uh-huh.
You don't know who's coming to your door. And I know a lot of people want to keep it anonymous and hide it from their wives. But it's purely for protection.
Mm.
It's stupid. No amount of money is worth risking your life or your safety for.
So essentially you take deposits via PayPal or bank transfer or whatever.
Yeah.
Because then you've got their name or email address.
Yeah, it can be
card
traced.
Details or anything
not
like that.
Not that I'd you've ever got... want to check up on them and stuff.
No, but if anything went wrong.
If anything, yeah, went wrong, then that's...
Something can be done about it.
I've got a door cam as well, so.
Well, you've got cameras all over the place.
But that's not the point. Deposit is just, they're showing they're serious, they're showing they're committed. There's nothing more heartbreaking than spending a really long time getting ready, getting your makeup done, doing your hair, getting all ready for a session for someone then to just not turn up.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's rude. It's a waste of time. And do you know what? There's so many time wasters out there. I'm not going to spend an hour of my time getting ready, planning a session and everything if there's not even a deposit. It's pointless because they won't turn up.
It takes you an hour to get ready for a bloody Skype session.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like to look nice. Some people do it in their pajamas and some people like to dress up. And I like to dress up. I like to give it a really authentic dormy experience.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's fair enough, isn't
but
it?
Yeah, no. So I collected a deposit today. This guy obviously has a wife and doesn't want a paper trail. So he came and delivered the cash by hand, and I'll see him tomorrow.
Yeah, but then, like, you've just gone against what you just said. You don't have
any
paper trail.
No, because
like,
I've seen his number plate. He came
anything.
In his car.
You know what I mean?
I've got his number plate.
Yeah.
So he's easily traceable through his number plate.
I've seen him in his car. Is this the chap that has, like, lots of...
Yeah, loads of reviews.
Those are reviews.
Yeah,
for...
see, that's always handy as well. He's obviously a well-seasoned person on this particular site because he's got a lot of good reviews. So, but even he doesn't get away with not paying a deposit.
Yeah.
So I don't care if you've got 1,000 and billion reviews. If you don't have, you know, a deposit, then I'm not going to see you. It's not worth it. I don't care if it's £1 million. I still won't see you.
Really? I think I'd push you there.
No.
If it was £1 million. Absolutely I'd drag not. You there kicking and screaming.
No, I've had some really, really good
offers.
Here
she is.
I had some guy offer me £10,000 to sleep with me once. And I was like, no, you're barking up the wrong tree, pal. No.
You've had lots of outrageous offers, haven't you? Yeah. Didn't you have somebody offer to take you to... Where was it? Dubai?
Yeah.
Or something?
Yeah, some guys offered to pay for my flights and everything to Dubai. I said I need to think about
Scotland.
It.
Scotland?
Yeah, I've had Scotland. It's not uncommon for doms to
Portugal
go on...
Portugal was another one.
Yeah, it's not uncommon for subs... to fly doms over and have a session.
Yeah. Is it not?
No. And dominatrixes do tours as well. So they'll go and book up a hotel or a dungeon or something and then they offer a day of domming in a different place. But they advertise in advance and get...
Oh, right. So you could like go to, Manchester and book a hotel in Manchester and then put the word out.
Yeah.
Anybody in Manchester want me to come and smack their bottoms?
Yeah. And then, yeah.
And then
so
they just form
doms.
An orderly queue outside your hotel room and then they come in and get the bottom smacked.
Yeah.
Well, that's quite
and
good,
and it
I
changes
suppose.
It up for the subs, doesn't it? Because if they go and see the same dominatrixes all the time, then, you know, it might get a little bit stagnant.
You do get quite a lot of requests from people that are further away. Or
yeah,
like
that's
far
why...
far away enough that they can't travel here.
That's why I tend to do a lot of cam with those kind of people. Because they want to see me, they like what I'm about, but they, you know... It's
just too long, yeah.
Yeah, it's a stopgap until I can travel.
But then you still have people come here from, like, Bristol, London,
yeah,
Kent,
Yorkshire, Newcastle, Yorkshire. Everywhere. We've had some real long travellers, haven't we?
Yeah, you have.
One guy did, like, a 12-hour round trip. That was mental.
That's just mad.
So that was up in Yorkshire, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a long old day. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that guy that I punched in the dick 100 times?
Then you've got
he had
to drive
to do a
3-hour there, sitting on a sore bum as well.
Yeah. Wasn't a sore bum, he had a sore dick. Do you remember? I punched his dick so hard it turned black.
I don't remember.
One of the first ones I did when I kicked him and I punched him for 100 times.
Oh, was he from
times.
Up north, was he?
Yeah, he was up for a 3-hour drive here and then a 3-hour drive back, an hour session here.
On black testicles.
Yeah, on black testicles. I don't know how he made it
no,
home.
No, thank you. Don't
he texted me when
that.
He got home and was like, that was lovely. I was like, you poor fucker.
Don't fancy that in any way, shape or form.
His penis was white and it left black. I'd never seen it. I'd never seen a penis in such a state in my life.
Really?
I felt really proud that I'd done that in a really
There's
sick way.
There's something wrong with you.
Yeah, there is. But
you need to speak to your therapist more often.
You are my therapist. Let's talk. Let's chat.
No, absolutely
Let's
not.
Let's chat more scat, babes. Oh, talking of scat, I get offered that all the time.
You but, do, don't you? Would you do that if somebody gave you, like, I don't know, £2.50?
No.
To what?
No.
I haven't finished my sentence.
I wouldn't do anything for £2.50.
Well, I don't know how much you charge. I'm just picking a number. If somebody paid you however much it is you want to be paid.
Yeah.
For a regular
would I shit in their mouth?
Scenario, would you defecate on them?
No. I don't think I could. Like, I'm quite poo shy.
Okay.
There's only certain times of the day that one needs to unload, so.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the farting stuff that I do when I sell, that's really, really popular. And part of that, they're like, oh, do you go a little bit further? And I mean, I've once sharted, which was horrendous, in a pair of jeans. But yeah, no, it's just, I don't think it's my thing. And I can't be passionate about something that I don't love. It would be, no, seriously, well, for any amount of money.
Did we just use the words passionate and love whilst talking about shitting on somebody?
Yeah, I wouldn't love it. I don't think I would love it. Yeah, it's not for me.
You don't think you'd love it?
No, well, I've not tried it, but
like,
I don't
something
think
you have to consider. You have to genuinely think about whether you would enjoy shitting on somebody
but
or
I
not.
Never thought I'd really enjoy pissing on someone until I did it, and then I was like, haha, you're mine, bitch, and I actually quite enjoyed it. So
right,
it's the power exchange, it's the control, it's pushing someone to that extreme level, which is like really
okay.
But yeah, I don't think I could shit in someone's mouth. I don't think
I didn't say shit in their mouth.
Okay,
Jesus Christ, man, where are you going with this?
I don't think I could shit on a coffee table full of glass and then sat under it.
Okay.
Like I've seen in the past. I don't know. Some people do it and some people don't. I just don't think I'd be able to let one drop.
That is,
I just don't think I could do it.
That is something else, isn't it?
Literally, I'll talk about it in a session. I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to shit in your mouth, you dirty little sod. But
yeah.
When it comes around to the actual technicalities of it, I don't know if I could.
See, this is the weird thing. The other day on the last podcast, we were talking about how people have arrived at the kinks that they're currently like involved in.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened to you that you are now one of those people that likes to have shit on you?
Yeah, like when you first, like, how did you come around tasting it?
This is
it?
My point. How did you get to that point where you're like, I really fancy today?
A bowl of shit.
I really fancy somebody.
And shit is so different in
on my chest.
Consistency as well. Like, you never know if you're going to get a sloppy or a big. Like, how do you know? You never know what's going to come out. It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's exactly how that bit went in Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the first take.
Legit, though, you don't know I can't tell if it's going to be a sloppy or a hard one. Like, I just can't. You know, you might have a dodgy tummy and it might just be, oh, no, slipped out. You just don't know. And then you've got all of the stuff like infection and things like that. Like,
yeah, it's a bit
much.
Only
recently I've got into sounding because I was a little bit worried about infection and things like that.
Yeah.
And I'm quite scrupulous with my hygiene when it comes to the dungeon. I'm forever sterilising dicks.
Uh-huh, you are.
I'm forever sterilising equipment. And so for me, I've only just recently got into the sounding bars because I was really worried about like infection and things like that.
Yeah.
Because like, that's a big thing. You could really hurt someone like that.
Well, yeah, of course.
And that's not the good kind of
jamming
hurt.
Jamming a metal bar
yeah,
down their belly.
That's
end.
Not the good kind of hurt. I love hurting people.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think with the poop, it's dangerous. Eating human feces is full on dangerous. You can get E. coli, everything.
I can barely deal with having this conversation.
I mean, no shame. No shame to anyone that's into this scat play. Like,
no, all the shame. It's gross.
No.
It's gross.
Yeah, it's gross to you, but then you find lots of stuff gross. But no shame, but because we don't kink shame here. We're a kink friendly people.
I'm kink shaming. That is
don't
gross.
Don't kink shame. But yeah, it's just the technicalities of it. Like, how would I know that I needed to poop? What kind of poop would it be? Would they get poorly? The cleanup
job. It sounds
job.
Like there's a lot involved in this.
There is a lot involved.
Yeah.
There is a lot. Maybe you need to talk to a scat mistress.
Who does the cleanup?
Exactly.
That's
well,
what I want to know.
Well, they do.
Whose job is that?
I don't even mind sick, so it's not like it's something that really, really freaks me out. I just think.
Whoa. What do you mean you don't mind sick? What
I don't mind the
about?
Sick. Like me forcing them to be sick by choking them out on a dish
or
my fingers.
Right.
That doesn't even bother me. I'm not even like.
Yeah.
I'm not even phased. Those things and water sports and farting, none of that phases me.
I can't even hear somebody else about to be sick. I can't. Okay, if I hear that, I'm out of there. I'm done for the night. I'm going home. Thank you for your time. Honestly, any time I've been anywhere, out with the lads, out. If somebody gets a bit ill and they go, I'm like, nope. See you later, boys.
I'm out.
I'm going home.
Yeah, no, technical wise, I don't know how it works. It's not my kink. It's not my thing. I'm not passionate about it. I don't love it. And I only do things that I truly like.
Yeah.
Or things that might interest me. I could never get off on doing something like that, I don't feel. Although, actually, I used to think that about farting, and I started doing the farts, and I actually really enjoyed it. So, I think it's a power control. I think, for me, the biggest thing is the power play, is the control. It's making them do stuff that they don't want to do, but they're taking it.
Yeah, I think the be-all like and end-all of it is you're just a bit of a bossy cow.
I am, and I love
And you like people just doing whatever it is you tell them to do.
Yeah, that's my biggest kink.
You don't
kink.
Get that from me very much.
No, I don't. That's why I'm so glad that I do what I do, because it really... It is a lifestyle for me.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
100%. I'm not just a rent-a-dom. I'm not someone that just does it for the money. I genuinely love what I do, and I come out of a session and I feel a bit like, I really liked that.
I know. Like, you come out of the session sometimes and you come over to me and you're like, go and put the kettle on. I'm like, oh, bless you. You're confused, don't you?
Fuck yeah. Such a dick. But you know what? I think a lot of dominatrixes isn't like that.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Do you know, a lot of dominatrixes marry their subs, and a lot of dominatrixes also have vanilla partners. There's like a real mix-up.
Yeah.
It's a real mix-up. I kind of like the fact that we've got a mix-up.
How do you mean?
Like, I kind of like the fact that you're not submissive all the time, because if you're submissive all the time, it might be a little bit boring if you're a
doormat. I don't think I'm submissive ever.
Every single partner I have had has been a submissive. You're the only one that I've ever been with that hasn't been submissive.
Okay.
And maybe that's why it's not worked. I don't know, maybe. You know, give me a bit of banter back and I like it. I pretend not to, but I'm like, haha.
Yeah, maybe.
I think. And I like that I like that you support me.
In
my dom work. Like,
oh, I drive you. I don't support
you. Yeah, you're like, yeah, you could do this. Because sometimes I have a bit of a wobble and I'm like, oh, I'm not feeling great. I'm not feeling good. And you're the hype man in the background. Like, whoop, whoop.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And yeah, I kind of like that.
Because I know it's something like that you enjoy doing.
And I like the fact that you're sort of not into it. Like,
no,
sometimes,
thank you.
Yeah. Sometimes I like that. It's nice to have those two different things. Like, I can go and live my little kink, disgusting fetish world thing.
Yeah.
And then I can come out and just be normal and vanilla sometimes. I like that. But then I can take you to the dick shop and you'll be like, what about this one?
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah, I get involved. It doesn't bother me. I'm just me, really. I just sort of bumble away. Bumble
like
through life doing my own thing.
I like that I'm in a relationship where it's accepted. I don't think I could ever be in a relationship with someone that didn't accept me, because I'm not like everyone else. I've always been a bit different, and I think that's what led me to be a dom, is because I am
a bit of a twat. I don't think that there's very many fellas out there that would support the other half
vanilla wise
doing what you do.
No, vanilla wise, no. Cuckolds, 100%.
Yeah, but that's just a whole, that's
but there's plenty of cucks out there that would, and they like it.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, there's loads. It's all over the internet. Please go and Google it. Cuckolds,
I
love
don't
it.
Think I'm going to Google that,
but they do.
I think
they
I'm
love
get
it
some,
and submissive
some
men
answers
yeah
I don't want to see.
Yeah, there are lots of people, but vanilla people wise, probably not.
Am I vanilla?
You're more vanilla than I.
Okay.
I wouldn't say you're
100%. You're a dominatrix, you donut.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't say you're 100% vanilla, but you're...
I don't do missionary at 7:30 on a Wednesday. That's vanilla to me.
But you're more vanilla.
Because you can do it at 7:30 on Wednesday, because EastEnders isn't on.
Okay, but you're not someone who has a fetish or a kink. What are your kinks? What are your fetishes? Give me three. What are your fetishes? What are your kinks? Give me three.
I don't really know.
Exactly. Like... I have fetishes. I have kinks.
Give me three of your kinks.
Latex. I love the feeling of it. I love being in it. Power play, control exchange. I love that. And I'm sadistic, so I really like hurting people.
Okay.
So there's already
Well, then
three.
Mine are cuddles, pizza, and what was the first one you said?
Would you wank over a pizza?
Would
you
no.
wank over two people cuddling?
Or just to piss them off.
No. It's not a sexual thing. A fetish is like a sexualized thing. So latex, I feel sexy in it. It makes me want to touch myself. It releases endorphins that make me want to do sexy things.
Yeah. Oh, my cat. That's my third one.
That's not a sexy thing. That's not sexy.
Excuse me. He's beautiful.
He's a beautiful boy. And control, like controlling someone else, that gets me off. Manipulation. Mm. I love that. That really gets
you
me
going.
You
are quite manipulative.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
My mum always said, you won't get far being horrible to men. Well, look at me now, mum. Look at me now. Legit, my parents used to be like, you treat men like shit. And I was like, okay, cool.
You do. Yeah, you do. Yeah, you're quite hideous
sometimes.
And now
I get paid for it. Brucey bonus.
Yeah.
But I don't, yeah, only certain men. Only certain men. Shut up. But yeah, no, I've got loads of fetishes. And the more I learn new things as a dominatrix, the more I like more things.
Yeah.
There's something, yeah, like there's some things I thought I'd never like and I've tried them and I'm like, actually, fucking love it.
Yeah, that's the question that scares me the most from you is when you come out of a session and you come to me and you go, have you ever tried? I'm like, no, get away from me. Straight away. I don't hear the end of your sentence. It's not happening.
Yeah.
Because they're usually haunting.
Yeah, haunting for you, but fun for me.
Yeah, okay. And on that bombshell, we're going to get out of here, aren't we?
We are. I've got a session to plan for tomorrow. I need to drink at least 4 litres of water.
And I've got about 300 emails to go through.
Good luck.
I know.
Farewell, perverts.
Farewell, perverts. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a brief one, I think. Hold on, how long are we? Oh, actually, no, 50 minutes. It's quite a long one.
We chat some fucking shit, man.
What?
I don't even know what I said then. I'm
what
sorry.
Did you say and why did you say it like
I
that?
I don't know.
Sound like you're from the East End.
East End mum.
Oh, okay. We're going to go before she starts getting racist.
That wasn't even racist. I'm no good at accents of any kind, okay? That
what was what accent was that?
I don't know. I was Try just trying again? To be... Yeah, man. I'm well. No, that's not even an accent. I'm not good at accents. Cut this from
what
the
are you doing?
Just cut this from the podcast now.
Absolutely.
You better cut it or I'll cut you. Dong. Why you gotta do that? Now I sound like a goofus.
I'm gonna ship you blood.
No. No man. So no, fucking stop idiot. It now. Go on.
Thank you so much, Paul. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully you've just heard the new jingle or the new intro. Let us know what you think. You can follow me over on Instagram at the Daniel Vandal. No, at the Dan Vandal, I think. It's one of them. I can't remember. Find it on the website. Go to the website, danielvandal.com. And you can find everything on there. Until next time, stay sassy.
That was terrible.